When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, I like this. You got to know when to hold. Know when to fold.
And he said, I'm doubling down.
Walk away. Know when to run. You never count your money. While you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. See, I don't think Nick's a gambler.
Oh, he's a gambler.
He's just being aggressive. He's doubling down. That's what he's doing.
My bad. I was out there talking to Eagle great Seth Joyner.
Oh, what's he think?
The hammer.
He's not my hammer. We got Jonah Cameron's my hammer.
Yeah. What about BG? BG.
The hammer is real.
Yeah,
for real.
We got a bunch of hammers here.
Dave Schultz.
Yep. Also the hammer. So before we get back to Nick Sirianni and topic today, I just think he should keep doing what they've been doing. Been doing since 2017. Go for it. Go for it. Go for it. Stay aggressive. 215-592-9494. Before we get to that, so Sixers playing in Los Angeles last night, Clippers. They lose the game. It was your typical Sixers game of this year. Mm. Keep it close in the first half. Get your ass kicked in the third quarter. Game over.
They were winning when I went to sleep.
Yeah, maybe they should have. They should have all just gone home at that point. So, I think it was late third quarter. Maxey leaves the game with hamstring tightness. After the game, Nick Sirianni. Nick Nurse thinks it's not a big deal, but announced today per Shams and confirmed by many that Tyrese Maxey will miss the next 2 to 3 weeks with his hamstring injury, which is, you know, not great timing as you are 1-6 and, you know, the season has not started in the way we wanted to. I feel like I shouldn't do this.
Here we go.
Well, so this is not good. Losing Tyrese Maxey is not good.
Right.
Being 1-6 is not good.
Right.
None of this stuff is good. Here's the good news I would give you.
You have some good news for us? Okay.
I'm trying to settle everybody down a little bit because I felt the same way. Most of the Eastern Conference stinks so far. There's two really good teams so far this year in the Eastern Conference, Boston and Cleveland.
Yep.
Currently, even at 1-6, the Sixers are two games out of the four seed. At this point.
Okay.
Just two things to keep in mind.
Okay.
First thing, you know, New York's Knicks are 3-4. I think Milwaukee's 1-6 as well. Mm-hmm. Orlando lost Paolo Banchero for six weeks. And Embiid comes back on Tuesday. And here is the reality of all of it, is that Tyrese Maxey is a good player who helps them win. Absolutely. But we've seen over the last several years, you throw Embiid out there with a bunch of role players. They play at a 50-win pace. You throw Maxey out there with a bunch of role players. They're 1-6. Mm-hmm. Just showing you who affects winning from a top-down thing. I think they can, if Embiid comes back and plays the cadence we expect, doesn't play back-to-backs, but plays the other games, I think they are able to hold water, whatever you want to say, stay afloat for the next few weeks without Maxey. I think this will sound crazy, but putting Kyle Lowry in there and Eric Gordon in there is a better substitute for Maxey than Andre Drummond is for Embiid. Just if we're picking one or the other. Now, unfortunately, they're without both, and it's, I guess you would say, likely or at least possible they'll be 1-8 going into the Embiid game. Hopefully they win the Charlotte game, maybe, or they win the Laker game. They're 2-7, which is not great, but they are blessed with the fact that they are not in the Western Conference, that Embiid is coming back, and I do think things will settle down once Joel is in there. But you have to say, even the most optimistic person, there's, with as good as this offseason went, and I thought it went incredibly well as you could hope for, the start to this season has been miserable and disastrous. And it's very hard to feel positive or optimistic about a fan at this point.
Yeah. I don't even want to think about how it could be worse than what it is right now.
Right.
I will say this. It's early. There are a lot of games still left to play. I don't want to throw the towel in on the season. I'm not going to do that because when the big fella gets back out there and I can see what he looks like, and that's when I'll really look at the season officially starting.
Sure, yeah.
So we got time. And so I don't need to overreact, or luckily we're in the middle of another season, something that can distract me. Hopefully when I look up in January.
For me.
You know, yeah, hopefully I look up in January, we're looking okay.
For me, I'm going to watch every single one of these games.
Of course, I'm going to pay attention, yes.
But for me, it's like, okay, when Maxey comes back December 1st or whatever, let's look at where they are right that minute and then sort of decide if the world is ending or the world isn't ending. I don't think the world is ending as of yet. I guess the way I would say it feels worse than it actually is right now. In totality, it feels worse than it is. And they would, and for anyone saying that they should tank or anything like that, there is no chance of them doing that.
No.
They only have to be a top 10 team to at least be a play-in team. They will take the play-in over the lottery any day of the week, and they're not doing that. It would have to be catastrophic for them to do that. That's not in this situation.
And I wouldn't want them to do that. It's way too much basketball left to be played. And, you know, you look at this team, you just wonder, you know, can a team have enough time to rebound and gel and play at a level high enough that it can even get you out of the first round?
Yes, that's
like, that's what you start to wonder.
Yep, yep.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what you do. And you just, they're betting on the talent, at least to a certain point, you know, getting them there,
yeah.
I guess, you know. So it would be the Sixers' way to get into the playoffs in a disaster season in the play-in, and somehow that be the year they get to the conference finals. I guess we've tried every other. We've tried the one seed way.
Yep.
So maybe the disaster season is the way to get there. I don't know. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's. Mark's-jewelers.com. Oh, Jack just put up another one. Should the Sixers tank and try to get Cooper Flagg?
What are the early results?
But
65% yes.
Well, the problem with tanking in the NBA now is, since they screwed with the lottery odds, even if you have the worst record in the NBA, I think you only have an 18% chance of getting the number one pick. And it's going to be very hard for them to have the worst record in the NBA with PG and Maxey in there. In any case, the one that we need to care about right now, we have an emergency Flyers and 50 coming up at 3:30. How long should we give Brodes on today's Flyers and 50? 42 seconds, which is what he's supposed to get, 50, which is what we started with, or a full minute with a bonus 10 seconds because of Michkov getting benched? What do you think people are saying at this point?
A full minute with the bonus 10 seconds.
67% say Brodes gets a full minute.
Yeah.
There we go. Brodes going to cook.
And I voted too.
Yeah.
For that.
And
the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this to Brodes, if you're listening, Brodes, which I know he is. If you're cooking, there's a chance we could let you power through the horn. You better cook.
Yeah.
You better cook.
And it better be about firing the head coach.
Yes.
If it's anything in between.
No.
No interest.
Look, you're talking about a show, at least two-thirds of us, that knows how to tank. Or knows how to rebuild. You don't rebuild and then not play your star player.
Yeah.
For your 19-year-old.
Yeah.
As many games as he can play this year.
Yeah. I don't care what he looks like. As long as he's not, yeah. Yeah. But like, what? Like what?
Yeah, as long as he's not as long as he's not playing drunk,
right?
He should be in the game. 215-592-9494. Now maybe that's possible. I don't want to start any rumors. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
Well, if he only had like two beers, or like say a shot of vodka.
Yeah, it depends on how long.
Well, listen, back when men were men.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, by the third period, it'll wear off.
Yeah.
I wonder what Tasty Cakes Dom's opinion is
on the Sixers thing. Oh, yeah. He's dying. Yeah.
Good to talk to you guys.
Yes, sir. What's up, Nick?
I was so happy you guys circled back to this topic, because this is what I want to talk to you guys about on Tuesday, but you were kind of doing soft Eagle stuff. Here's my only question about analytics. It's to everybody, not just you, Spike.
Yeah.
If the statistical data is exactly the same, it doesn't matter if I'm playing the best defense, let's just talk about tush push. Mm-hmm. The best defensive line with the best two tackles in the league, or the worst defensive line with the worst four down linemen on defense. And that's where like, you know, like the football guy, no joking. You know, that's what Ike
knows what I'm talking about.
And, well, I'm saying the data's got to be different depending on who you're playing.
Yes.
Well, but you're saying
personnel does matter.
But Nick, let's go into the game against Jacksonville. Jacksonville does not have a particularly good defense. So, and we have a good offensive line, and we have a play that works pretty consistently. So, no matter how good the data is, there's going to be no play they're ever going to run that you're going to have, hey, this is a guarantee that this is going to work. So, while I agree with you that the skill of the players should play into that, of course, just like if somebody's injured, you should look at that. You can only work with what you have. And essentially what people are saying is they trust Nick's gut over what the data says, which seems crazy to me that people who don't even trust him in the first place would trust his gut over what the data says.
Look, here's the other thing that you don't... Well, first of all, Dougie P. originated the tush-push with Stoutland. So it originated with his brain. Now, it's been refined. It's slightly different. But he has a really good defensive tackle that, as we noticed, really pushed that offensive line back. And that's why we were so unsuccessful. The other thing is, when you're a better team, this is why Andy doesn't go for all those extra points. When you are consistently the better team, it's like a seven-game series. You just want to play it straight because over a longer period of time, you do better than the worst team that you're playing. Mm-hmm. So, and that's why Andy doesn't do it. I understand he has the best quarterback in the league and all that, and they rarely have trouble scoring. But that's why Alabama rarely did that kind of stuff because they had the best players at the best positions. Their thing is, as long as I get the ball back, I'm going to get more plays, and I want regular plays and not these fourth and two or fourth and threes or fourth and 3 inches.
So,
and that's what it is.
So here's the part of that where I disagree with you.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Eagles, the way they play, shorten the game. Now, unfortunately, what that does for them is it creates more randomness. If they were an even better team and they were going to get more drives and have more opportunities to score, then that's one thing, but they don't. And I do feel like partially what they're doing is because it takes them so many plays to get into the red zone and so many that they have to maximize each possession by getting as many points out of that possession as possible. So, because what can happen is, and trust me, I understand. When I'm watching the game, and here's the tough part is when I'm watching the game, I'm saying the same things that you guys are saying.
Yeah, because that's the feel you have.
That's right.
But exactly.
But that's the most important time to not do those things is to let your fear or worry or misassessment of risk because of the way that you're feeling overtake what is the right play and the right thing to do. So what I would say is the problem with their short number of possessions and small number of possessions is that every time you take three rather than seven, you actually make it so much easier for the other team to come back, which is partially what happened with Jacksonville. The Jacksonville game is so...
Well, it wasn't because we were kicking field goals.
No, but it was because...
Well, it wasn't.
Well, no, think about this. In the times that we had, if we had kicked field goals instead of... They came back so easily because we didn't have a lot of points. Yeah. Now, part of it was because the plays didn't work.
Yeah.
But if the plays do work, then Jacksonville has no chance at the end of the game.
Just like had you just kicked the field goals or the extra points, you're up by 7 or 8 points, and maybe it's a little harder for Jacksonville to come back. You've essentially kept them in the game, not needing more possessions, because you didn't capitalize. Sure, if everything worked, then yeah, you would have been up by X amount of points. The problem was most of them didn't work.
Well, but that's why we're on the complete other side of this right now, which is why I think our brains are a little bit skewed by what happened on Sunday, because they were so unsuccessful in those plays.
Yeah, they left 9 points on the board.
Don't you dare with the left the points on the board.
They left. Here's the thing. It's not about how many points left on the board during the entire game. It's in the beginning when they were up 10-0. They left a field goal off the board and yep. two extra points. If you put five more points on the board and then they pick up a fumble in the second half and run it into a touchdown, they're no longer a 7 or 6 point. They're not down 6 or 7 points. They're still down 11
but Nick,
or 12.
But Nick, what I'm telling you, and I trust me, I understand where you're coming from. But what I'm telling you is that if on that 4th and 3, the one where Jalen missed AJ mm-hmm. and the drive ended, mm-hmm. if that had worked and AJ had scored there, which the play looked like it could have gone, what I would tell you, Nick, is that you left 4 points on the board by kicking that field goal rather than going for the touchdown. Do you see what I'm saying? The way that you're saying they're leaving points on the field, I'm saying that you could say that the other way too when it succeeds. And that's why you just have to follow the numbers in that situation, because if you just go with your gut, you're going to end up, you could end up in the exact same place, if not worse.
Spike, I agree with what you said the time before that, which is because we're taking more plays on offense to score 7 points, that you're actually shortening the game, so you need to maximize possessions and points. Here's the only difference. If I'm playing Detroit in Detroit and I know they're going to put up 45, then I'm more aggressive with my statistical numbers. If I'm playing Jacksonville at home and we already rolled up 10 points on them, then my only goal is it's like a gambling line. You know there's a gambling line, like who gets the 10 points first? Who gets the 16
points
first?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. That's what I try to do. As a better team at home who already has the lead, my next thing is let me get – points. I don't need to maximize my points because they're already two possessions down. If I put a field goal up there, they're still two possessions down because two touchdowns takes the lead. But then I already know an additional field goal or an additional touchdown puts them three possessions away or four. So yeah. That's my only thing.
I got you. All right, Nick.
All right, fellas, have fun.
All right, Nick.
There he is. 215-592-9494.
If Jalen gets sacked on the play that he threw the ball short to A.J. Brown,
mm-hmm.
That's still a great call.
Yes. Well, not great call. I want to make it clear. I don't think it's a great call. What my point is, and OG said this on Monday, and unfortunately it stuck with me, is that if you're going to do this, you have to do it every time. You don't have to go for it every time, mm-hmm. but you have to follow the numbers every time, because it's only going. You're only going to come out ahead that way if you consistently do it the same way. The numbers don't work if you're not using the numbers all the time.
Let me tell you what Sunday felt like to a lot of people. including myself. I won't exclude myself in this. But at some point, it felt like we were trying to prove how smart we are, how smarter we are than everyone else. And that's where that's what rubs people the wrong way. And that's what'll get in the way of logic when it's like, okay, you got 16. Why are you going for 2 points? I don't care if it was a penalty. Go up 3 scores. It's almost as if we're trying to prove, and I don't even know if it's all Nick. And that's why I feel bad for him, because he's relying on resources that are available to him in this organization that's a part of the philosophy. But they're not down there on the field. They don't have to answer for this stuff. And so it almost says to me, well, this part of our department is smarter than yours, and this is why we do this, and this and that and the other. Like, it was unnecessary. It was you had an inferior opponent that your defense is dominating. They can barely move. I think they had 30 yards total in the first half. Why are we treating this like this is the Chiefs or the Lions, where we need to score 40 points in order to win?
This is going to make you crazy, but I almost want the person making the decision to not have to answer for it.
Because, well, that's easy for them to do it because they don't have to answer for it.
Yeah, but
yeah, how's Nick sound explaining it?
And I want them to not have to answer for it because I don't want that to be part of the equation. I want the only thing to be part of the equation, what is the right play? What is the right play based on all of the information we have? I don't want if the person has to answer for it, that's when they start thinking, well, if I do this, WIP is going to think this tomorrow.
But this is where Nick gets so much criticism. And this is why people like myself who want to defend him and want him to be validated for being a good coach is that I don't know if he is completely all on board with this stuff. Like, because it's just certain things that a football coach would just do to keep the game simple. And the players, God bless them. I love them. They want to defend their coach. They should. Because it's certainly less harmful to just say we support our coach being aggressive. He believes in us. We believe in him.
Yep.
Versus saying, I don't really know. I'm telling you. I guarantee you. Some of them sitting over there like, man, why don't we just kick the damn field goal? Why don't we just take the extra point? Just take the points. And it's easy to say that when you win.
Yep.
You start losing games or you cost yourself a playoff spot, and that's what I don't want to happen. And you almost, like seasons, sort of as they go along, you start to see themes form. And what has formed with this team is gone from being, this is a dysfunctional team, they collapsed last year, they don't like the coach. It's gone from that to being, this is a team, they found their identity, they found their formula, they are a Super Bowl contending team, but the coach is going to cost them. That's the theme and the narrative that has formed around Coach Sirianni. We got away with it in New Orleans. People questioned him after the Falcons game. I defended him. But people questioned him after the Falcons game, how that ended. I'm just saying, there's been several games where people are questioning, what is he doing? The Cleveland game, right before the half, you know, Saquon goes out of bounds. That's on him.
Yep.
But then we call a timeout. The next play, we still get a delay of game. And then we wind up getting sacked. Then next thing you know, the field goal gets blocked, and it's gone for a touchdown. And now we're in a dogfight with a team we shouldn't be in a dogfight with.
So what would you say to... Because the thing we mentioned in the open is that against the Chiefs, they didn't do it. And he was criticized for not being aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, like, no matter how they lose, he's going to get criticized.
Yeah.
So I just want them to – I don't want them to –
stick to what they do.
I just want them to – and that's why – it's not that I don't have the respect for the players on the sideline and playing the game. Of course, I have a ton of respect.
Because they don't want to have to go out there and make him look good or not.
100% nothing but respect. But that's also why I don't want them making the decision either. Like, that's why I think somebody who is neutral, who is not – worried about what WIP or the players are going to say about him afterwards. That's why that person saying this is the right play is almost the right person to do it, because the only reason they're making that call is because the data tells them to.
Yeah, and it's a faceless person who doesn't have to answer for it.
Yes. But I think that's okay.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm just telling you, that's That's why people are thinking this may be what costs them ultimately.
Yes. I understand it. All right. You know, Shiel would be a good person to ask this about. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk to Shiel next. I also want to ask Shiel, because we got an interesting answer from Baldy yesterday on Saquon touches. I didn't expect Baldy to say cut his touches. I also didn't expect Baldy to say give it to Gainwell more. As I didn't think I was getting an agreement from that on Baldy yesterday.
Well, it was a little bit too much. He's a good player. He's an okay player.
So we'll talk to Baldy next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. By the way, tomorrow you can come hang out with the WIP Afternoon Show. We had somebody win in the Eagles Autism Foundation auction, a live broadcast. So tomorrow we'll be at Lansdale Family Dentistry, which is part of the Dudat Dental Group, the official dentist of the Eagles. So we'll be there. The show's 2 to 6.
Do that.
Swoop and the cheerleaders going to be there from 3 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Reed Blankenship, one half of Bread and Butter. We'll be there from 4 to 4:30.
See,
and
which one he wants to be, or butter?
I'm asking him that. And then he's going to sign autographs there from 4:30 to 6. So there'll be drinks and food and games and prizes.
It's going to be a party,
man. It's going to be a party. Come on out. That is tomorrow, Lansdale Family Dentistry, in support of the Eagles Autism Foundation. If you want more details, 94WIP.com. That's where you get it, the events page.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.